I don't care if it rains or freezes, long as I got my plastic Jesus riding on the dashboard of my car.
I've always wondered how the evangelical voters could ever support a guy like Donald J., who admitted, on camera no less, to groping women. Does the whole man is the head of the household thing work to justify whatever us guys want to do with our women? Never mind that there are laws against this sort of sexual assault. Never mind that we're watching a herd of harassers dragged into the police lineups for all of us to identify. I might understand if they confessed and asked for some Christian forgiveness, but not too many do, and most just point an accusatory finger at their own accusers, calling them liars and political operatives. Judge Roy Moore definitely is my poster boy for this sort of malfeasance. He's an avowed firebrand of a Christian, a family values sort of guy. Impeccable evangelical credentials, a man who fought the hard fight against the secular legal establishment to bring the Ten Commandments into the Alabama State Courthouse. Now, of course, he has half a dozen women, once teenagers he hit on when he was in his 30s and feeling more than his oats, coming forward to tell their sordid stories. The judge avows how this is nothing more than a political hatchet job. Why didn't they press charges back when? Times change, Judge. Ask Anita Hill. She brought her case to the white men on the Judiciary Committee about to rule on Clarence Thomas's fitness for the Supreme Court, and she got browbeaten on a national stage pretty handily. You want to take a turn of the docket next? Not me, and not most women who could easily imagine their careers ruined, their co-workers turned hostile, their notoriety smeared with mud and blood. Well, times do change. The judge declared that these spurious accusations were nothing less than an attack on his character. No kidding? I guess that's why they made you a judge. But Roy, this isn't the 20th century anymore, or in your case, the 19th. No, little buddy, this is now, and your day is over. Even if the fine folks of Bama vote you in as senator, you're a pariah. Look it up, Judge. It's a biblical expression. And that excuse from some of the evangelicals down there that Joseph and Mary were consenting statutory rapists by today's standards, see if that holds up in court as a defense.
I don't care if it rains or freezes, long as I got my plastic Jesus riding on the dashboard of my car. You can buy him phosphorescent glows in the dark, he's pink and pleasant. Take him with you when you're traveling far.